I need to borrow your camera.
Why?
Well, I want to put a picture of me and my boss, Mr. Morgan, up at the office.
What for?
They're reorganizing the staff, and I'm on thin ice with this guy as it is.
Isn't putting this guy's picture on your desk a little transparent?
It better be.
March 31st, 2024. Hello.
Greetings.
Don't know if you heard that weird car going by outside while we were recording the opening. Probably not. And we're like, should we fix it? And then we're like, it's just Twip, you know. It's just Twip. So what are you gonna do? Not that we don't
Obviously,
love you listeners. It's just that, you know, we're very busy.
and we're not gonna do anything about extra noise.
And in terms of the quality,
I
we want to
mean,
focus that on our more important shows.
if I have to choose between this show and another show,
Choose.
then I'm not going to
Choose.
choose to take out
Choose.
a weird noise in Twip sometimes. You know, sometimes you gotta say, I am doing enough in life.
I'm glad that you've been listening to me because I've been saying these things to you, and that's okay. And you're taking them to heart. That's very good.
I'm not taking them to heart yet, but it's one of those things where even though you don't believe it, you keep saying it out loud until you believe it.
Okay.
That can work.
Sure.
I'm just, you know, getting there.
Whatever it takes.
Growth. Cool. Being a human is
Isn't it
awesome.
the best?
Okay.
All right.
But I'm sure you're here for the amazing content we bring you, therefore.
There's not much this month. I have but one thing, and you know what that thing is.
I do. The Post-it
Yeah, but what's on it?
of international listeners.
That's it,
That's it.
because just like last time, Genesis Avalon's plugging along. Penn and Shakespeare's not back yet. Kingery's on hiatus with the little mini episodes. That's all we got going on right now. Normal Trans Tuesday stuff. So it's like, you know.
And writing
Yeah.
kingeries and things.
Kingery is being written, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So not
The
good.
next season
Yeah.
is in production.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here we go. The Kingery went up to number 39 in sci-fi in Saudi Arabia. Mage and Machine went up to number 50 in sci-fi in Canada.
Oh.
The Pendant Shakespeare went up to number 24 in drama in Oman
Goodness.
and 14 in drama in Hungary.
Again, the Hungarians.
Stalwart companions, our faithful listeners.
They come back month after month.
And this here show, Twip, made it up to number 28 in Slovenia.
Goodness. Well, hello, new friends.
Hi.
Welcome.
But that's all I have now. We're done.
Wow, okay.
That was literally it.
Well,
Yeah. How are all of you? Happy
yeah.
spring.
I mean, if it's spring by you,
It could be autumn, depending on your
hemisphere.
area of the globe. Sure.
Happy, season change. Happy season change to you all.
Yeah.
From North Yorkshire, England. I said it right that time.
You
We have
did.
David Ault on the line.
Hello there, Jordan. Hello, everyone. Lovely to be
David.
here.
So, you are in the future. What I really want to know is, what are my lottery numbers for tonight? Because.
Would that I could tell you, but at the point of recording, it's only 4 hours into the future. Which is it slightly bamboozled me today because I thought I'd written down 2:30 for this, and then I realized just a couple of hours ago that you're only 4 hours behind in these 2 weeks rather than 5 hours
Oh,
behind.
that's right. It's
So...
that Bermuda Triangle time of
Exactly.
daylight saving time.
Yep. I think it was it W that brought in your daylight savings moving back
Yeah.
earlier. So we can blame him. That's fine.
That's fine.
On whom we can blame so much. But yes, I am here in the future, 4 hours into the future. It's a lovely afternoon, by the way.
Excellent. I look forward to it. So it's been a long time. It's been 10 years since you and I've gotten a chat.
It's been a hot minute. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the summer of 2013. Oh, how life was back then. But yes.
I was still traveling regularly for work. It was before the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was. What was I doing? Oh, so many different things. And yes, we just had the Olympics and spirits were running high and all those good things. And then we've had a decade.
We've had a decade. It's been full too.
Yes. But out of that decade, plenty of good things have come about. It's a decade where I've been a little bit out of touch with Pendant, and I'm very pleased that that Genesis Avalon has come back and brought me back into the fold. Because I have to say that when I started right the way back in 2005, because yes, my voice acting career, quote unquote, is now legally able to marry and various other things. way back then, gosh, before the word podcasting had even been invented. This is the end of a long sentence, and I've forgotten the start of the long sentence, which I started with.
Sorry, I lived my whole life like that.
Yes. I'm sure if I listen back, I'll be able to finish the sentence. But yes, life, if someone had told me, that's right, all the different shows that I was in with Pendant, right the way back at the start, and the director's minds and all of that. Yeah, if you told me what my life would be like 18 years from then, I don't think I would have believed you. At all, in so many ways, in fact. But yes, I'm now back here and still campaigning for the completion of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
I would love to hear how that ends. That was such a cool twist on the whole fairy tale thing.
It really was. And when I can't remember what, there was an advert that came out at some point in the last 20 years where it came up on a phone saying "Hello, beautiful" to Tessa, and everyone was wondering, is that a direct reference? Is someone in the ad sphere listening to Pendant?
And it was your "Hello, beautiful"?
It must have been, because it was from Jeff to Tessa. So I think someone must have slipped that in as a reference somewhere. But it was on a fairly major advert, as I recall. But obviously I've been to sleep since then, so I couldn't possibly tell you with any definiteness if I'm not making that up. I seem to remember it. I remember it on the Yahoo group, which is, again...
I want to know who is challenging me for Avalon Superfan.
No, that was Vegas Superfan.
Or Vegas Superfan. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Okay. No, no, no. I can let it go.
I can have Avalon Superfan. I don't think anyone's going to take that from you.
Yeah.
Or if they do, then they'll have someone to talk to.
I'm not letting that go easily.
So yeah, Jordan, what have the last 10 years been like for you?
Oh, you know, insanity, mayhem, the usual.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a decade. It's definitely a decade. But this isn't about me, this is about you.
That's a good point, yes.
Let's dive into things a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you found your way to Pendant?
Right. Well, way back at the beginning, it was via Darker Projects, which is, that's where I started with some of their work. And at the same time, there was a reasonable crossover with Pendant. I just joined both groups and auditioned, and then, yeah, found my way onto Shakespeare, Seminar, Dixie Stenberg and Brassy Battalion. I at that point, and even now, I still say that if there is a podcast out there that doesn't have me on it, I want it caught and shot. which I'm sure is a quote from someone else, but I can't remember it exactly. I think it's an Oscar Wilde quote, maybe. Anyway, so I just wanted to get out there as much as possible, and I wanted to do as much as possible. I was a little bit of an audio tart, if you like, because I was just putting myself out there and trying to do as much as I could. And I was very, very pleased to be a part of the Pendant shows. I was the Darker Projects, Colonial Radio Theatre on the Air, and all of the various other ones. But yeah, I always enjoyed the discussions that we had via the Yahoo groups, mm-hmm. and all of the stories that came about from those.
So how did you get into audio drama to begin with?
I always say that it was thanks to Doctor Who, because when Doctor Who was taken off the air in 1989, it returned in 1996, and then there was the great desert between then and 2005. So I was always on the lookout for audio dramas, Doctor Who audio dramas, to listen to those. And then there came a point where I said, okay, there are people doing fan-made audio dramas. I like doing acting. Why can't I be a part of this? And that's basically how I got started. I said, why not? Grabbed a microphone and started.
Why not?
Yeah. And it's led to opening so, so many doors for me. I've been all around the world with voice acting. So more recently, on tour with the No Sleep podcast, which was 2017, 2018, 2019, across North America and Canada, and 2020 across the UK and Europe, scooting in just before the Brexit barrier closed. It's opened up a lot of doors, and I'm exceedingly grateful and very thankful to everyone that's been a part of that journey and has helped me get to where I am today.
That's very cool. Because you're like a real, you know, professional. Like, we are the internet equivalent of community theater, right? Mm-hmm. So every now and again, it's more than that, because we actually do have a lot of people who are like professional level folks. That have come through or still do stuff independent. And sometimes when I think about it, it blows my mind. And then sometimes I think about it, I'm like, yeah, we're that awesome.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm very much of the opinion that you should never forget your roots, and you should never step on anyone that helped you up, because that's just a nasty way to live.
True.
So I am exceptionally grateful and very pleased to be a part of the Pendant family.
Well, you've done some awesome work, and I think we've gone long enough without talking about, you know, Avalon.
Yeah.
So, 4 seasons of the original,
mm-hmm.
and now we're in our second season of Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you to Sam? To start, what drew you to Sam?
Cat.
Cat. That's totally fair.
Yep. Cat said, I have this part for you. Do you want it? I said, yes.
There you go.
Sam is a lot of fun. He's the bad boy that I never was. but with a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yeah, he's always a lot of fun, and being able to be Exodus as well, not that they have been able to for a while, but just being able to modulate the voice slightly to get that different side of his personality, it's just great fun. It's not a character I tend to play a lot, really. What I get mostly is mysterious people, or you know, the standard stuffy Brit, either as a butler or an academic. So being able to play bad boy is great.
So, okay, bad boy. That's an interesting way of putting Sam. Okay.
He's the bit of rough, really.
Yeah.
Like I say, he's got a heart of gold. His heart is absolutely in the right place, but there is a wonderful roughness to his personality that is fun to play.
Yeah, and he certainly can tell Jaina, like, this is, like, the bottom line's right here.
Yeah, yeah. This is where the buck stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because very he has cool. that relationship with her in a way that others just don't.
Right. So we are, let's see, the last episode to have aired. So I want to make sure that
there's no spoilers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so 14 is the last episode to have aired. 15 should be coming out like any second now.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know there's a lot to choose from here, but are there any particular, I'm not going to ask you for like your top scene because there's so much there. Oof.
Yeah.
What stands out for you as like either not necessarily definitive Sam moments, but like you did a scene that like you were like, okay, yeah, this is something I think I did like really, this is meaningful to me and not this one, you know, something like that. What are the ones that stand out for you?
I'm just trying to think whether the particular scene I'm thinking of is spoiler free or not. But one of the things I like about Sam is that, yeah, when he gets the bit between his teeth, he can really go for it. He really believes. But then he is also not incapable of being shown what the reality of something is. And I think there's been a scene recently, and you'll be able to tell me if this is spoiled or not, at the hospital, and he's wanting he's saying we've got to go, we've got to go, and Jane is saying no, we've got to help here.
I think that was in 14.
Right, okay.
So I think. Because I get to preview the shows and I want to make sure that it wasn't 15. So I know the scene you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that when I said you can tell Jaina that's exactly the scene I was thinking.
Yes. But then he is able, well, in that case, if that's the scene there, then there is the one where he's humbled and then has to see it from another perspective, and then is able to take that in and work with it. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's one of the really lovely things about Sam, is that he understands and is able to accept when he's wrong, even if you have to bash his head a little bit.
So not when he was turned into a puppy?
No. Okay, I will say my favorite scene was where he's turned into a puppy. There you go.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's I don't often get to play animals, so was quite that was quite different. But yeah, there's that defiance where he was captured and tied up and beaten up, and he's not cowed by big names, by you know, people who think they're important,
right?
But just aren't on the grand scheme of things.
I gotta say, you terrified me.
Really?
Yes.
I do apologize.
Well, no, that just means you did it right. So the preview for first season where you were being tortured, I legit thought that they killed you in that scene.
Oh.
And I was like, what? No. Cat had to talk me down.
Oh.
She's like, no, just so tortured.
Wanted to give you the joy of realizing that I wasn't actually dead. there have been several times where you have that sort of a cliffhanger.
Right.
And this is another thing that Doctor Who did very well, does very well. I remember in Utopia, which must be going back to 2008, I think. It was one at the end of that particular episode. There was enough of a cliffhanger that I was watching it, and I jumped up from the chair and shouted, "What?" Because I had to wait another week before that cliffhanger would be resolved, and I was not happy.
A week is a long time.
it was back then, certainly. Yeah. I don't know about you, but weeks seem to be flying past a little bit too quickly for my taste at this point. But I think that's just showing that we're getting old.
Yeah, I just earlier this month had a birthday and turned
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. So Avalon continues on. Episode 15 is coming like any minute now. And then I can only hope that there's more after that.
I couldn't possibly comment, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I don't want Kat to kill me for real.
or the spoiler ninjas. Yeah, I can always get behind more.
You will get nothing out of me. Sorry. You'll get nothing out of me. Nothing. What?
I will not torture you, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Ah, so you're trying that treatment, are you? Well, you're still going to get nothing out of me.
Damn it.
Oh, I don't care how much Turkish delight you bring. Nah.
Well, this is clearly going nowhere. So let's try something else. Okay. Let's talk about stuff that you do outside of Pendant.
Okay.
I see you all over the place.
Like I say, if there is a podcast without me in it, I want to know where it is and how I can get inside it. So I suppose the one that people would know me most for would be the No Sleep podcast, which has been going for, well, we're now at the end of season 20.
Wow.
And there are 25 episodes per season. So it's been going a while.
Yeah.
And that's what's been, the folks there are amazing. The producer, David Cummings, is a wonderful, wonderful man. But I don't think there's anyone on the team that isn't wonderful, which is kind of the way I found with audio drama, especially certainly on the non-paid side of things, because people are doing it for the love of it, that shows through in all of their interactions as well. But yeah, even in the for-profit side, people are still, or I think the vast majority of people are lovely, but that might just be the outlook I have on life. And so yeah, the that is an anthology horror fiction show. Every week you get an hour of free content, or 2.5 if you're with the Patreon, essentially a Patreon. So that's it's a massive undertaking. That it's a well-oiled team that gets that much content out every week. But in other places, staying on the horror, I was the entire cast for season one of Shadows at the Door. And that sort of that has continued. We're now in season three. We had a very highly acclaimed adaptation of Oscar Wilde's Picture of Dorian Gray a couple of years. Was that last year or the year before? I'd lose track. but that is a proudly queer, British, northern, atmospheric ghost story kind of horror podcast where you have the sort of M.R. James style stalking horror. So it's less of the sort of jump scares and the gore. It's more of the atmosphere and the tension.
Right.
And then Mark and I discuss the story afterwards, sometimes with the guest writers that we have. And it's just a lot of fun. We're currently on our mid-season hiatus for season three. But there's more content going to be coming very soon.
Very cool.
Then in terms of other things, I've worked with Fool and Scholar Productions, which some of you may know, with such series as The White Vault, Vast Horizon, Dark Dice, and other things of that nature. Travis and Caitlin are a husband and wife team, and I don't understand how they're able to produce so much with basically just the two of them. And it's absolutely excellent scripting and an amazing production quality. They've hired professional choirs, professional orchestras to do the themes for things.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible. What they do is wonderful. We were talking just before we started about Leviathan Chronicles as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny that Christoph, who is the guy behind the Leviathan Chronicles and the extended universe as it is now, was saying that he gets called, you know, a veteran of the Golden Age because he started his in 2008.
Mm.
I have been called a veteran before as well, and I'm thinking I'm in my 40s. I'm not a veteran. Veterans to me is at least over 60. But I suppose that's the way the world goes in these crazy times. But yeah, so I'm still working with Christoph on the Leviathan Chronicles. He continues to put out amazing stuff. And as I say, has now an extended universe. Of stuff there, but other things, Y2K and Chaika from Karen Heimdall, who's based in Sweden, who is absolutely lovely. She's amazing, and again puts out some really good stuff. I still am part of the Byron Chronicles, which is one of the first things I did with Darker Projects right the way back.
That's still going on? Wow.
And it is still going on, believe it or not. From 2006, it is still going. The release schedule is not quite as frequent as it was, but yes, it is still something that I get scripts for. So I'm very, very pleased about that.
I have to get back to Leviathan Chronicles.
That's another series where when they got to the end of I think it was the first series, and there was a conversation that happened, and I found myself with my allegiances completely turned on their head. And I again, it was another one where I said, "What? You can't do that."
That's another show that you and Laura do together.
Indeed. Yes.
You and Laura post. Yes. You guys do a lot of stuff together, right?
Yes. Or... If you look through IMDb, one of the very first things that we did together, apart from Byron and some of the other pendant things, was one that I really don't talk about at all because it's one that I tend to avoid even thinking about. The Tiger's Quest 2, where it was a musical with me and her. I'm pretty sure it was. Oh no, that was yeah no.
And you two were singing?
Yes, there you go. Laura Post is there. Yes.
Does Kat know about this? Because there needs to be an episode where the two of them. The wheels are turning. The wheels are turning.
But yeah, that was one I did with her many, many years ago, 15 years ago.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura is lovely. When we went over, when we were on tour in, I think it was either 2017, no, it was 2018, I think. I said to Laura, hey, I'm in LA. Do you fancy meeting up and saying hi, taking some pictures for the audio drama community? And she was lovely. She took me to the Los Angeles Zoo, and we had a wonderful afternoon together, and it was just, it was really nice to catch up with her after such a long time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really lovely to, and when I first came over to the States in 2010, I stayed with so many people from the audio drama universe as I was crisscrossing across the States. And yeah, it's just, yeah. As I say, the audio drama community is wonderful.
Oh,
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
I've had the distinct pleasure in my travels of getting to meet a bunch of pendant folk,
mm-hmm.
which has been just fantastic. Yeah. Everybody's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then in terms of other stuff, this last year, 2023, I was in the Re-Dracula. That was the day-by-day retelling of Dracula through the various diary entries that make up Dracula. And that was very well received. Had a lot of big... I say big names of the audio drama world, of the British audio drama world in. And it continues, basically. And if there is a podcast that anyone would like me in, then let me know.
Oh, it would be totally worth their time getting you in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just send me a script and a deadline. I'm good.
So, of all of the things that you've done, ooh, what haven't you done that you'd like to do?
Ooh. Now, you see, usually people ask the what's been your favorite, and I always like playing. Yeah, you know, I play the bad guys. I've been the devil. I think I've been God. I've definitely been a prophet, talking to God, so you know I've covered off a lot of the bases.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were to be a revisioning of Blake 7, then I want to play Avon.
Okay,
that's what I would like, because that's the sort of self-centered, sarcastic, but yet still with a moral, yeah, sometimes a questionable moral compass, but definitely a moral compass. So again, I do like playing bad boys. it's
right.
Against type.
Excellent. Now, I can't remember if we did this 10 years ago, but I do this thing called bullet questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask a question, first thing that comes to mind, there are mostly no wrong answers.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And do not let my Zoom avatar influence you in any way for the first question.
Well, is this where I say that I don't like Star Wars or the Muppets?
No, no one ever says that.
Okay.
I'm sure. All right, ready?
Now. Okay.
Favorite Muppet?
I don't like the Muppets. It's actually one of the annual things when it comes to Shadows at the Door, where they try to get me to watch the Muppets Christmas Carol, and I just refuse, and I say I don't like the Muppets. Why should I have to sit there and watch a film about things that I don't like? So am I just destroying all of your preconceived ideas, Jordan? I'm so sorry.
No, but we'll talk later. I'm going to convince you why.
I was thinking this is a good reason why I didn't tell you exactly where in North Yorkshire I was, so that you couldn't send me anything in the post.
IP address is...
VPN.
Ha-ha. So where do you stand on Star Wars?
I don't like it.
So if I asked you, favorite movie/TV show of Star Wars?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. There isn't one, I'm afraid.
I like to give equal time. So how about Star Trek?
Oh, depends on how I'm feeling, but either Next Gen or Voyager.
Okay. Same question for Marvel stuff.
Don't watch Marvel. It's all the same plot.
Okay.
Once you've seen one Marvel film, you've seen them all.
And how about DC?
I wouldn't be able to tell you which are Marvel and which are DC.
All right.
I think DC is the Batman is DC?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that means that Superman's also DC.
Yes.
That's about all I know, I'm afraid.
All right. Favorite pizza topping?
Ooh.
You don't eat pizza.
Give me a meat feast every time.
Excellent. All right. I think that's enough bullet questions.
I've only answered two. Okay, I'm very sorry.
That's all I have.
Favorite color, favorite animal.
Oh, here you go. So you toured all over the country here in the United States.
Yeah.
Favorite
and Canada.
City.
There is okay. a great north up, up there as well. Yeah.
Favorite city that you visited.
There are a few tying for first place, but Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I do like Texas. There's something about it that's just real. I really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
And strangely enough, Salt Lake City. We went there, and I was very—I was amazed at how clean everything was.
It is.
And
it
I
is.
Really,
I've been
really
there.
Like that.
I've been there in a limited fashion, but yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, it was. I was very pleased to walk down the streets there. So,
Toronto is also very clean.
Yes.
Probably one of the cleanest subways I've been on.
Yep, that would be the case. I can go on better and say the Taipei and the Kaohsiung metros are excessively clean, but you need to go over to Taiwan for that.
That's a hike.
That is a bit of a hike, yeah. Yeah, and a bit dangerous these days.
Yeah, it's not something you can hop in the minivan or SUV and drive over to.
No, quite, yeah. But yeah, touring across the States, though, is amazing. You do get to understand the sheer scale of the States, though, where you can drive through six states in the course of 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
If you're up in the Northeast. Or you can spend an entire day driving across Texas.
And still not get to the other end.
and still not get to the other end. We drove from Houston to El Paso.
Uh-huh.
And it's all on that one road. I think it's the 10.
Yep.
And it's just, you just stay on it and you stay on it and you mm-hmm. keep going. And we would switch out every hour just to be able to give ourselves a bit of a rest because of the monotony of mm-hmm. the same single road.
You know what other states like that? Kansas.
Oh yeah.
You get on the highway and you see the sign, "Welcome to Kansas."
Uh-huh.
And you put on a pair of binoculars and you look straight ahead and you see the sign that says, "Thank you for coming to Kansas."
I felt that way about Oklahoma as well. That was on the Dallas to Des Moines leg of the trip, where in Dallas we started off, it was lovely. It was, I suppose I'm Americans, mid-80s, I think, Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And shorts, T-shirt, it was lovely. Got up to Des Moines, it was snowing. And in the middle of that, we drove through Oklahoma. And I'm very sorry to anyone who lives in Oklahoma, but it's a bit of a wasteland. there's a lot of nothing in Oklahoma. But again, please don't send any hate mail to me. It's the opinions of the interviewees are not necessarily the opinions of the interviewers or Pendant, et cetera, so I'm sure there's lovely parts of Oklahoma. We just didn't get to see them from the highway.
There you go.
And Ohio as well. The composer that we were going with, Brandon Boone, who is amazing and lovely. He lives in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, "Ohio's great. It's amazing." And then we drove across the Ohio Turnpike. And that is another road of nothing. But you have to, you're charged to see this amazing road of nothing. and charged a lot.
Some parts of Ohio are nice.
So I've heard. Just not the ones that I've been through.
I did my undergraduate in Ohio, so I've seen some nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just wanted to keep on rubbing it in, the fact that all of the Ohio that we'd seen was that bit, and Cleveland, and well, it was Kent, Ohio, which mm-hmm. is near Cleveland, as mm-hmm. I recall. Yes, because we put on a show in Kent, Ohio. But yeah, that's what we've seen of Ohio.
Yeah, I have memories of Ohio.
So do we all.
Can people find you online? I already know the answer to this. Why don't you tell people where they can find you online?
Well, that's a very good question, Jordan.
Thank you.
They can find me at www.davidalt.co.uk. I'm on IMDb. I am on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at David Alt. And I think that's pretty much it. I tend to be a little less low profile, a little less high profile, lower profile these days. as just life comes at you, and I don't have the same amount of time to be online and all over the place as I did before, but I'm still open for scripts. And through my website, you can find out more about the audiobooks that I've narrated, the various bits of acting I've done, a whole load of places where you can find me with links to each of the podcasts. I would mention things like, or I have mentioned things like Leviathan, White Vault, Byron, Shadows at the Door, but also some wonderful ones I will just throw in for, because I know the Pendant audio listenership loves things to be a little bit wacky. And I would say, if you want queer time travel mystery comedy, then definitely check out Woebegone, where I am the voice of Ty Betteridge. But that's a wonderful, amazing bit of audio drama written by one guy, weekly schedule. It's incredible. So if you like your queer mysteries, that's one to check out.
Cool.
And also various other things that I've done, like the science communication side of things, and all sorts of other things.
Excellent. David, thank you for spending time in the hot seat today. It has been a pleasure having you here.
It's always an honor. And shall we mark our diaries for some time in 2035? I think that would be the sort of the next loop.
Oh, we're going to get, I am determined to get you on here way before that.
It will be an honor. Thank you very much for having me. And once again, I just want to say how grateful I am to Pendant for giving me the start that has led me on my journey. And it's an honor to be a part of the family.
Listening to you over the years has been an absolute joy. So, you know,
I'm planning for that to continue.
So folks can find me on Twitter, that I refuse to call X, at JG_QA. I'm out there on Facebook, mostly lurking everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm. As I say, life, it happens.
Yeah, it does. And with that, we will kick it back to Tilly and Susan.
Hi, Tilly and Susan. It's been a while.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just the interview is over. Hello and hey, hey, don't forget every Tuesday. What is happening outside? Okay.
What is going on?
Oh, I think it's that guy across the street.
I don't know.
There's this guy across the street and he works on race cars.
There's a truck out there loading a car onto a big carrier. Okay. Like, I don't know what's going on.
All right. We're really sorry about that. We're not putting this in, are we?
I mean, I could just snip it out, but now it's funnier.
Now
if I
it's
leave
funnier,
it in.
Right? Okay. Don't forget, every Tuesday, new episodes of Trans Tuesday.
Trans Tuesdays?
Tilly's Trans Tuesday. And I mean, it's not every Tuesday. Sometimes Tilly takes a break, but like a lot of Tuesdays.
Most Tuesdays.
And there's a lot of them there too already. So yes. Like if there isn't a new one out, you can just listen to another one.
That's episode 60 just came out last week.
Okay.
So yeah. Lots to listen to.
Okay. Hooray. Thumbs up.
You have to say it because otherwise you can't see it. That's, I mean, you still can't I see mean... it, but now you can see it in your mind.
Wow. Coming out Wednesday, April 3rd, Kingery Season 13, Hiatus Special Number 3. And there's no preview because otherwise you would just hear the whole thing.
Right,
because
they're short.
Yeah. Coming out Wednesday, April 24th, Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 16.
Where did you even get a car? Not like we can finance stuff.
Oh, and do you know a lot about financing a car? Maybe you want a pop quiz on interest rates.
Oh, there he is. There's Mr. Pelson. School's out, though, so you don't get to give me pop quizzes. Still didn't answer my question.
It's not relevant. I got the car because we need to get to Ohio.
Ohio? Why?
Your Freedom Press might be a bunch of hippies.
Bunch of hippies?
But they have more information than they know what to do with. I spent a minute reading through some of their maps while we were there. They've got intel all around the country, but there's a huge dead zone around Youngstown.
Okay, so...
Youngstown, Ohio is where Ohio State Penitentiary is located. You were too young to remember it, but when you were little, it was so bad that inmates went on hunger strikes from the conditions. And if I were a fascist goose-stepping asshole, their warden pool would be a real easy place to recruit stewards.
So, you want to go to the Supermax prison in Ohio because it's a prison? What, you think this is like Clinton County? We're going to find more people getting executed?
No, I think we're going to find something the stewards are hiding. Something or someone. And we're going to do whatever it takes to get in there and find out.
La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
Hey, And there you have a show with more car noises than usual, perhaps. In TWIP, anyway. I mean, plenty of our other shows have car noises, I suppose, well, when cars appear.
But we pay for those. This was a freebie.
We should have run out there with the microphone.
Quick, get some.
Can you do that again, sir? Okay. Well, in any case... Well, no, I was just going to jump right to the end.
Be sure to.
Thank you. Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com, the Facebook page at facebook.com/pendantaudio. We're on Twitter at pendantweb. We're on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. And I got totally messed up, so let's just call it a day.
Yeah, really, that's good enough.
We'll see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening.
Oh, now it's quiet.
Of course.
And we're done.
Ain't that always the way? It's just TWIP, so what are you gonna do?
We're not putting this in, are we? The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. At the end of the show. The end of the show. At 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 the end. Of the show!
Ta-da! That's the show! The show is done!
That's the show! The show is over now!